Welcome to Home Service Business Coach, another podcast episode here coming at you. This is one where we deep dive and break down the exact formula, how to make your first $100,000 from your business. So if you're an experienced business owner, some of this may be review for you, although you may pick up some gold nuggets along the way. If you are newer to business and considering jumping into full-time, your service-based business, this will be one that you won't want to miss. And if you do want to see like the visual walkthrough on this, head over to our YouTube channel. You can check it out because we've got it all laid out there in one of our recent videos. And did want to announce to you as well, we've recently launched our Home Service Business Coach community. This is a 100% free community. And what we've done is we've outlined different trainings in different modules that will be quite helpful to those not quite ready to take the step into coaching yet, but still want to get access to marketing and sales and some hiring materials. So certainly better than what you're going to find in a Facebook group. And we did just launch it this past week, and we've already have over 100 members over the course of the week. So I'll link it up below in capital letters for you. You can slide down on your phone and go ahead and check out our free community. We'd love to see you on the inside. But without further ado, we'll go ahead and roll today's keynote, how to make your first 100K from your home service business. I hope that you enjoy it.
Welcome to the Home Service Business Coach Podcast with your host, David Mowerman. You will learn to grow your home service business and transition from being the technician in your business to being the CEO and leading your team to success. Get a front row seat where you will get practical advice from industry experts on how you can level up your home service business. Get ready to take some notes because we're going to jump right into it here.
Okay, what is going on, everybody? We are casting right now live on our social channels. So go ahead and say what's up. Tell us who you are and where you are from. Who I am, I'm Dave Mowerman. I'm the CEO here at Home Service Business Coach, where we equip small home service business owners with systems, with tools, and with coaching so that we can move these hardworking folk from being technicians and working really hard in their business as self-employed individuals and transition to being CEOs slash entrepreneurs for building their business for more freedom and for more income. So that is what we do and who we are. I'm going to come at you today live in today's training. This training, by the way, is 100% totally free. The only cost of admission we ask is that you comment down below and two, that you share this out, especially those of you watching right now on Facebook. Go ahead and share this in a contracting group that has other landscapers, other painters, other pressure washers, other window cleaners. We want to get the message out and we want to help thousands of home service business owners like yourself. So this is completely free. Just share it out. Leave a comment on here. That's all that we ask. I want to spend the next 20 minutes or so bringing you an insane amount of value. And today's focus is going to be all around how to make your first 100K with your home service business. A lot of training that we do and members of our coaching program, they come to us at around 50, 7500 grand of work already, and we help them scale up from there. I wanted to make a resource because I've been hearing from a lot of you, hey, a lot of your training content is for people that are a little bit bigger. What about the people that are brand new? And for me, I had to get to 10K a month in order to leave my other business I was running and jump into this full time with my cleaning business. And you may be the same way. You might be making 50, 70, 80 grand from your 9 to 5. And you're like, how do I get this painting gig or this pressure washing gig going on the side? This is the training that's going to help you with a really simple 3-step process. I'm going to walk you through step by step what you have to do, because a lot of you, your ticket to jumping in full time will be making that first $100,000. So I'm going to show you how to do it, what you got to focus on. Okay. So sound good. If you're excited, comment, you're excited, you're ready to go. Here we go. Step one is going to be in startup mode. Okay. So you want to get together a basic brand. You want to have a name, a logo, a really simple website, a Google My Business and a Facebook page. Okay. Those brand assets will be enough for you to get your business off the ground and get you some initial traction. Okay. To hit 100K, you don't need to have like a huge fancy $10,000 website. Just start basic. Okay. You can always upgrade the stuff in business as you grow. That's why like business is a journey and everybody's at a different level. So to start, I would just keep it basic. Like don't take out a huge loan. Don't get a fancy truck. Don't get a fancy website. Just keep it simple and bootstrap your way up and use the profits you make from your business to keep reinvesting and making things better. Two is basic equipment. Okay. Same thing. I personally don't believe you need an $80,000 washing skid to get into washing the exterior of homes. I believe you want to be thinking what can do the job good enough and get the job done for your first 100 jobs. Okay. For me, it was a Ryobi pressure washer. Then it was a Honda pressure washer. And then we built out more of a customized washing system for our specific vehicles. Okay. You don't need to have this thing be super fancy and bulletproof to start. In fact, I think a lot of business owners like bamboozle themselves and they overfocus on the importance of equipment. And therefore, like no one's calling on the phone. They're not having any leads come in and they end up, you know, going out of business. And that happens far too often. That's why I feel like I can't get enough of these trainings out to help so many people to not make those mistakes that are oh so common. Three is a basic CRM system. Okay. We run on a CRM called Jobber. We've used them for 6 years now to create quotes, track our clients and schedule. And word of the wise in your first few jobs, get people's names, addresses, and email addresses, because those are going to be really important to store inside your CRM system so that you can have regular correspondence with your customers, especially in services that recur like window cleaning, pressure washing, gutter cleaning. They're great ones to keep long-term relationships with your customers. Next one is building out a price book. Okay. I wouldn't recommend setting your prices directly off your competition, but you should call around and see what people are roughly charging for exterior window cleaning on a two-story home. You should know what market you exist in, because in some markets, it could be as low as $120. And in other markets like mine, it could be $400. Okay. It's going to really depend. So you want to learn what market you're in. You want to see the landscape. You want to see where prices kind of are. And then you want to go about creating your basic services, your basic playbook. When I got started, it was window cleaning, it was gutter cleaning, and it was pressure washing. Okay. We didn't do anything else. We started that way for the first 2 years and just kept things really simple till we got to like 150K. And then we started to go more services from there. This is the like a little bit of a hack next is like hire a photographer. Okay. We just created a system inside our coaching program for a photography system, which is what poses you need to make in order to get your brand looking really good. But looking at hiring a professional local photographer for $500 and getting 500 or 100 really good photos is going to be a really good idea as you grow your business. And lastly is going to be business strategy. Okay. Thinking high level, I got to hit 100K this year. Cool. My average job size is $500 to let's say pressure washing. Okay. Kind of low average job size, but let's just say that's what it is. You're going to need 200 jobs. Okay. For your first year, 500 per job times 200 jobs is $100,000. Okay. So blocking your calendar for when these jobs will be need to be produced and when are you going to market your business? Okay. That's the first thing a lot of people get stuck in their first 100K is when do you produce the jobs and when do you market? And they're constantly running out and doing a $200 job. And then they're like, now I don't have any work and I have to go market again. Like we'll talk about this in a few minutes. You want to block schedule your time so that when you're in fulfillment, you're pumping out like 3, 5, 6 jobs in a day or two. And then with marketing, you're marketing for like 4 to 8 hours at a time to actually make sure we can move some of the needle on this business. So that's the first with startup. Okay. If you're still watching live with me right now, go ahead and comment value. If you're getting value right now from this training, I want this to be interactive and I want to hear from you guys in the comment. And to those of you that have shared this out in a Facebook group, thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. Let's move to step two. Okay. I love this one. Promoting. You've went out and got your pressure washer. You've got your vehicle. How do we go about getting people to hear about us? Okay. So first thing, let's assume you take $500. Where would I invest that? I would purchase 2 company shirts, polo shirts. I would get 1,000 business cards and I would get 1,000 door hangers. Okay. start simple and start basic. Okay. You don't need to go and 10x everything off the rip. Let's just start small and let's get some traction. Let's get a first few jobs under our belt. Okay. Secondly, I would text 10 friends. And what would I say? I would say, hey, friend, I'm starting up my window washing company. Would you mind sharing my Facebook page to your network, right? It will help me get the brand off the ground, whatever the case may be. Text out your friends, your parents, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your neighbors, your friends, people you play soccer with, whatever it is. Have a little bit of a launch party and get this thing launched out. Get your Facebook page shared out so people can see it. And thirdly, get ranking in some Facebook groups, okay? Posting your professional photo and offering great promotions in neighborhood Facebook groups. Hey, neighbors of this community, I'm offering 50% off my window cleaning services as I get my business off the ground. Would anyone be interested in getting it? Send me a DM. Okay, of course, soliciting in these groups, but generally giveaways you're allowed to do. And just be smart with how you go about branding yourself inside these Facebook groups. If you could get popping off in a Facebook group or two, that could dramatically change the course of you getting your first 200 jobs, like I said. Next is vehicle magnets, okay? I'm big on buying a pre-owned vehicle, especially in cases like this of just getting to your first 100K. You don't need a brand new truck. And I think vehicle magnets work great. I used them for a number of years when I got my painting business off the ground. And now we invest in like $4,000 full wraps for our vehicles, but it didn't start that way. And I think sometimes people that can afford full wraps, they look down on people that can't afford that yet. And they're like, just start with a full wrap. Well, if you don't have $4,000 right now, I personally would not suggest going into debt to get a vehicle wrap. I just don't think it's needed. So I would invest $200, get some vehicle magnets that you can slap on the doors that have your company logo and name and say what you do. I would aim to have those vehicle magnets for only one season, because of my $100,000, I would make about 50K of it in margin easily. I would then take 4K of that 50, go in with a full vehicle wrap. There's just so much right now you don't currently know about the business that you're trying to go full time with, that to take 4K of it and you know, go in a vehicle wrap, if you're not fully sold out on the business and know what it is, I think it can be a little bit risky. So again, I would walk before you run. I would fire bullets before you fire cannonballs, and I would go with vehicle magnets to get started. And lastly, with promotion, this one I think is kind of like the unsung hero we don't talk about enough, is networking, marketing, collaborating, connecting with home service pros, okay? You right now probably have more time than you have money. I would go out and meet 2 to 3 local home service business owners who service residential homes that can refer you business, okay? We've got a few members in our program right now that are absolutely crushing it with this. We call it strategic partnerships. They're going out and meeting the carpet cleaners. They're meeting the landscapers, the roofers, the painters, you name it, because your ideal customer right now is having anywhere from 10 to 20 service providers come annually to their home to take care of stuff around their home. And that is a trend that is just increasing. And so rather than you going and paying more dollars to go get new customer, new customer, new customer, why don't you find the company that's already the gatekeeper going into these customers' homes, and you're offering your solutions, and you're going to refer them and they're going to refer you. You don't have to exchange money, just refer and refer. And like, let me tell you, for our company, we have a referral partners network that are trusted partners that we refer. They've got good Google reviews. We've worked with them for a while. A lot of the owners I actually know, we refer them out, they refer us out, and it's brought us hundreds of thousands of dollars in business over the last number of years. So this is like a no excuse type of way to promote your business, because right now I would wager the biggest bottleneck in your business is that people in your local market who need your services don't yet know about you because you've not pushed your promotion of your business hard enough. And that's just the cold hard truth. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you guys, because like, some of you need to have a kick in the butt to get to your first 100K, because I personally believe you hit 100K and it's like, this is a real legit business, right? We brought in 6 figures of income. This is not like a little weekend business where you make an extra 2K, you know, a year, this is like legitimate. So like the harder you push promoting will dictate your next steps into like how professional and what kind of scale you want to run this business to. Cause like with entrepreneurship, as you guys know, the sky's the limit. All right. So we've gone through startup. We've gone through promoting. Now, how are we actually going to make some dollars? Okay. This is last but not least, but it does go in order from startup, promoting, producing. Okay. So this is what I was alluding to earlier. Rather than you go and book a window clean for Mrs. Jones and you run out and do a $200 job, and I know that's tempting to do, but I'm telling you, don't do it, right? Whenever you're watching this, let's say you're watching this in February of 2024, let's say do not go out and do the job right away. Pre-sell your first 10 jobs or 20 or 30 jobs, okay? When I had a painting business, they would make us pre-sell our services with our franchise in my student painting company, pre-sell for January, pre-sell for February, for March, for April. Finally, we get to pick up a paintbrush in May. And my last year, I went into May with $106,000 of signed painting work because I was disciplined enough, not allowed by the franchisor, to go out and pick up a paintbrush. And that is by design. And if I'm coaching you right now, I'm not letting you go out and pressure wash your window clean. Just wait. Pre-book that stuff. Take a 10% deposit. I don't care. Don't go out and produce it. Because as soon as you go out and produce it, you get pulled into what's called the production pit, which is if your name is Eric, you get pulled into producing the jobs and it's great making money, but your marketing department suffers. You don't have the same amount of bandwidth to go about promoting your business. And I have seen it happen where people can do it, but just I'm talking to the 80% of you. When you start production with something you don't really know how to do great yet, and it's not systematized, it's going to pull your attention away. So I would much rather, if this is February, you start stacking your cleaning jobs to launch out, let's say April 15. And chances are, if you're in a cold climate like I am, people won't really want you doing window cleaning in February anyways. So it can work in your favor to look at these next few months to really promote hard and build up a base of work that you can actually launch with, okay? So after we get our first job done, first two jobs done, you want to go to each completed job. You want to leave behind two business cards that you bought previously up here. And secondarily, you want to ask for a Google review. And thirdly, you want to ask that client to post a picture of your business card in their local Facebook group. You may not be allowed to get into these local neighborhood groups because there are rules with them, but your clients are in them and maybe in multiple of them. Just straight up ask them to snap a picture of your business card. Do you mind posting this in your local neighborhood Facebook group? It will help us grow the brand. It will help me get my business off the ground. You will be baffled at specific types of clients that want to see you win and they want to support a local business and they want to do their part to help you turn this into like a real legitimate business. So ask those people, ask those clients for their help. The worst thing they can do is say no, right? And I think most business owners are actually too shy and don't promote and ask enough, that the answer is always no if you don't ask. So I think some of you could be pleasantly surprised in turning up being a little bit more bold this year. After each completed job, okay, pre-book your client for their next service appointment. This is not relevant if you're, say, doing a one-off service like installing, say, a backyard with turf, or you're doing a full exterior paint job. But if you're in a route-driven business like I am with Christmas lights, with window cleaning, gutter cleaning, you can get clients pre-booked for their next service, maybe 3-6 months away. Get them back on the schedule. And worst case, put in your book when to phone them next to get them back on your schedule, okay? Monthly recurring revenue is a very powerful indicator in bringing value to businesses. And so if you got two window cleaning companies and one has $20,000 that recurs every single month with set people in their routes, fantastic. Versus another one just has a whole bunch of names of people you've cleaned windows for, but they're not on any kind of schedule. You're going to be better with the first business having people on predictable schedules and having jobs that actually recur. And that's something that an investor would look at your business and say, hey, I'm more interested in business one that actually has these people on like routes and has credit cards on file and they pay 50% upfront, 50% when the service is done. And you have like two employees running this business right now, that would be of more interest. And last thing for producing jobs, I think this one gets missed a lot. You want to take high quality before and after pictures so that you can post them to your Google My Business, to your Facebook page, to your Instagram, to your LinkedIn, and to your website. And I think with social media, sometimes we overcomplicate and try to get all on all these platforms. Honestly, if you're just like, if your goal is 100K, just get onto one platform. I personally think Facebook's probably the best one because you can take advantage of Facebook groups, your profile. But you know, if you want to go for bonus points, go on Instagram, go on LinkedIn. I don't think being on more actually hurts you, but I think if you're not active on them, then it's like not really needed. So I would just pick a one primary social media channel to go all in on, and I'd make sure you have a corresponding website that looks really nice, and then a corresponding Google My Business where you can start collecting the Google reviews. And here's the beautiful thing of that triangle from like Facebook to Google My Business to website. If someone leaves you a positive Google review, you can screenshot that or take that to Canva and get it nicely designed, and you can share that up on Facebook. You could even have a widget on your website that populates with every positive Google review you get. So there are like some cool nuances that you can do with your company to make those three work together. And ultimately, like if you want to get really good at promoting, get really good at producing jobs and making really happy customers, because like these two are going to be a super highway back and forth. And like ultimately, the better your production is and your customer service is, it's going to feed into and it's going to make promoting even easier, right? Like it's easy to get more clients for a service when you have a bunch of raving fans saying how awesome the service actually is. So it kind of is this like beautiful feedback loop. So let me know as we wrap up in the comments what your biggest takeaway was. Maybe some of you were watching that have already hit your first 100K. That's awesome. But I think there's a big segment of you that watch our content that just are still trying to quit your full-time job and go full in on this business. And I'm not like the business entrepreneur that's going to tell you just to quit all your jobs and jump into this full-time. Every business I've got going, I had something else brewing on the side, right? When I started my first painting business, I was in business school. When I got Revive going, I had my painting business. When I got Home Service Business Coach going, I had Revive. So I've always had a full-time income that's paid for my lifestyle while I got the next thing hustling up. And that can, you got to be really organized to do that. But that's traditionally been my experience. Rather than saying, give up your RSPs right now, give up your pension plan, give up everything, your 401k, and just go in on this business, I would personally not recommend that. I would recommend moonlighting this thing, evenings, weekends, days off, get it up to 100K, replace your current income you're making, and you're going to know very clearly when it's time to jump in full time. That's just personally what I've always done myself. I'm not the entrepreneur to say, burn the ships and jump into this thing. I'm a little bit more risk averse, and you may be more risky than I am, maybe less risky. But whatever the case, you want to kind of prove yourself with a track record of what this business is before you go ahead and jump in. And I hope that on today's training, you were able to see a few gold nuggets of like, hey, this is really inspiring. I can see actually what's possible, because I want to provide the most practical, relevant, authentic business advice to our home service community for the hardworking crew that's trying to get up to 100K, 500K, $1 million, whatever the case may be. So if you found this interesting, like I said, all I ask is for you to share it. And those of you that are keen to learn more, I will drop a link down below where you can check out our 9-month coaching program. This is for the 2%ers of you that are actually keen to really blow up your business and get to your goals quicker. You can check out the link down below, how we've helped now over 200 home service CEOs get themselves off the tools and build their business for more freedom and for more income. So you can go ahead, check that out. But thank you so much for following along. I hope you got one gold nugget. It's Dave Moorman, Home Service Business Coach. I'm signing out.
Thank you for listening to the episode today. If you want to get even more value from David, then book your free coaching call at HomeServiceBusinessCoach.com.